you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am.
This meeting is being recorded.
I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when it got sold. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Hide my tail or turn and
good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are in the known world listening to this live or on podcast. We'd like to thank you for joining us for another edition of Brother to Brother with Dr. Nate Chapman and Dr. Keelan Hinton. We are here for all of your mental health, love, relationship, attachment, and community needs. For those that would like to participate in the show, you can give us a call. I'm sorry, you can send us a message at b2bpsych@gmail.com. That's B, the number 2, B, psych. P-S-Y-C-H, B2Bpsych@gmail.com. As we always say, we'd like to thank Marshall University as well as WMUL for giving us this platform to talk about and highlight important mental health issues and concerns, problems and issues that may arise in the community, in America, and the world at large. But as we always say, any of the questions, comments, perspectives, or ideas that you hear on this show are not supported or represented by Marshall University or WMUL, are not supported by any of their sponsors, affiliates, or supporters. But these are the sole perspectives and ideas of myself, Dr. Keelan Hinton, as well as Dr. Nate Chapman. So as we always say, as horrible as it sounds, take this advice at your own risk. Okay? So, Dr. Chapman, how are you today, sir? How is sunny California treating you?
I'm good. Good. Been a busy day. Are you hearing me okay?
Yes, yes. We got you. We got you in loud and clear. So it's been a busy day, huh? How's the weather? The same as it always is throughout the year.
Yeah, well, the weather's warming up. You know, I think the thing that people that don't live in California don't understand, particularly in this area, is though it's nice, it's really been like around the 60s most of the year. So like my people in Michigan, I had my brother telling me like it was like, 90 or like very hot. I haven't experienced real warm yet. You know, it's been fine. It's fine. You know, no snow, all that's good. But I haven't really got the heat of what people might expect yet.
Well, we appreciate you educating us on the woes of living in Southern California. And we also, we appreciate you educating us and enlightening us that, you know, your life and where you live and the palm trees and Southern California, it's not cracked up as, you know, it's not as cracked up as folks think it is. So we just want you to know how much we appreciate you educating us.
Anywhere I can help.
That, and we know your heart's in the right place. Oh, it is graduation season, people, and we thought that it would be nice to give advice, give any perspectives or advice to those who are graduating from high school and those who are graduating or have graduated from college. So we thought it would be an interesting, you know, people are posting pictures everywhere. People have been posting prom pictures. People have been posting graduation pictures of high school as well as college graduations. And it put both of us in a space and a place to think about when we was there and how we felt and what we thought about that time in our lives at 18 and at 21 or 22 or 23 or whatever it was when we graduated from undergrad, what we thought life was going to be like at that point, and now having grown and matured, what life is really like. So we thought it'd be neat to take a trip down memory lane to reminisce and to talk about how we felt then, and if there's any advice, what's some advice that we would give those who are graduating from high school and those who graduated from college, what advice we would give them as well. So first and foremost, to all of those out there, we'd like to say congratulations. Congratulations on staying the course. Congratulations on enduring. Congratulations on grinding. Okay? Because it is not easy, okay, to discipline yourself to achieve something. So first and foremost, we'd like to say congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So what say you, Dr. Chapman? Where do we start?
I don't know. I'm kind of curious. Do you have a solid memory of your high school graduation? You remember like that day, what it was for you, what it was like?
No. I don't know if I'm the person to ask. I didn't even go to my doctoral hooding. I was so tired. I think what was those for me were all stepping stones in the journey or process to get where I wanted to get. And it was never the end goal. So it was never really that, for what, I know that sounds horrible, never really that big of a deal for me.
But you didn't even go to your doctoral, honey. You know, those ceremonies, for all the people out there that are like anti-ceremony, they're not about you. They're about the people that get to go and celebrate as you go through.
Well, I didn't figure that out until after I didn't go and everybody got mad.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, you look, my doctoral degree is still on the shelf at Howard. I'm serious.
Wow.
When I defended, I left and I didn't look back. I was so exhausted. And at the time I was working and I just kept going. And I never looked back. And I know it sounds bad, but and I think a part of that is believe it or not, I'm not one that likes that attention of eyes on me. So that was a part of, you know, I went to my high school graduation and I went when I graduated from undergrad, but the two others, I just didn't go. Mm-hmm. But I recognize and understand how important, now looking back, I recognize how important those ceremonies are, not just for you, but all of those who love you and who support you and who've supported you along the way and who've helped you along the way. It's not just about you, which is why I love when I go to high school graduations. I love to see the joy and elation that families feel, entire families feel, for those that they love. I love to see mothers and fathers and grandparents and brothers and sisters crying in the stands, and it's not even them, because it highlights. I didn't really get this until I got older. When I was 18 to 20, in my 20s, I didn't get that. But I get it now, how invested other people are in our lives. I understand how invested other people are in the stake that other people have in our success. So, I think that that's a big thing. And I think that that's something that I didn't realize. I didn't realize that when I was younger, but I realize that now. So there is, I think that that is something that young people should think about, and young people should, when you're young, you don't think about, especially when you're young and you're just moving and you're acting in the world, you don't realize while you may not be a big deal to you, you don't realize that you're somebody's LeBron James. You are somebody's Michael Jordan. I don't want to start that debate. But you may not feel like a big deal to you, but you are a big deal to someone. And they are invested in who you are and the path you take and what you become, not necessarily because they get something out of it, but just because they love you. And I don't think that, I wonder how many people graduated from high school or graduating from college understand that and get that, how connected so many other people are to you and your journey. So that is why I think those celebrations are so, so very important. And I hate that as I look back on my life, I hate that I didn't get that back then, because I never saw myself as a big deal. I'm just a dude that's trying to help somebody else, nothing more, nothing less. But I didn't understand how connected other people were to me and how important those milestones in my life, how important they were to other people in my life, how important they were to my community. I didn't get that in my 20s. I didn't understand that. So it's something that even in high school for black men, you know, I got a lot of friends that didn't make it. I got friends that made it. I got some that didn't. It's a big deal even high school. It's a big deal. So, and that's something that I didn't understand. So that would be my first message to the youngins out there, especially those in high school. Understand what a big deal you are to someone. It's just high school, or it's just your undergrad degree, or it's, you know, you went and got a trade, or it's just whatever to you. But there are people in your life who are invested in your success. Like, you making it means that they made it. And it's important to understand what a big deal you are to other people in the world. So, something to think about. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I guess just thinking about my memories from graduations. I remember I was asking you if you remembered high school, because I remember it, but the memory is not that, it's faint. Like, it's like I have to search to like really think about it. And I mean, I remember the ceremony vaguely. I remember after the graduation, like my dad like putting his hand out, like high five. I remember that vaguely. And then the other ceremonies, I remember more. Maybe it's just because they're closer in time and kind of what they meant to me in those moments. I mean, when I was at the high school graduation, my parents were there, my family was there, everybody was there. You know, it was a nice moment, even though I'm not recalling it that well. But then, so after that, there was undergraduate, and I didn't get to walk for my bachelor's degree because I ended up getting it in the summer, but I had finished enough for the associate's degree, like right in between that time. So I walked for the associate's degree with the kind of like with the perception that, hey, I'm gonna have this bachelor's degree in August. So it was kind of like, it represented both. And that particular graduation was a real big deal for me. And it was a big deal for me at that moment, even though I was there with my significant other at the time, and that was the only people that were able to make it. So it's not like I had a lot of people there for me at that particular moment, like at that ceremony. But I remember sitting around, I was thinking, I remember all the things that were going on. I remember seeing the people getting the special hoods and stuff and recognizing that those were the master's students. And then like seeing the people with the funny hats, and those were doctorate students. And at that point, like I said, this was a ceremony for associate's degree, but I was doing it in lieu of the bachelor's degree. And I wasn't really thinking, oh, I would even have a master's degree or a doctorate degree. I was just like absorbing that moment. Cause at that time it was like a big deal for me just to have this degree, to me as a person. Because I think if you had conversations with my parents prior to that, or other people that knew me, they might have said a lot of good things about me, but they wouldn't have said that they would have thought I would have graduated from college. You know, they might have said, well, you know, we're glad you made it out of high school. Not that I was a horrible student, but just, they didn't see me like that. That wasn't something they were like had in the stars for me. So I think it was a bigger moment for that reason, because I remember thinking, like, and not that it was true, but like, no one thought I could do it, but I did it, and now I'm here. But also in that moment, I was having flashes of seeing the master's students and the doctoral students, and that was not even something I was thinking about as my future. So I guess one thing I would say, and it goes back, I skipped ahead to the college, but I'll go back to the high school student for a second, is you really don't know what your future can hold. You know, whatever you've done through high school, I mean, that's good and great, you know, whether you were the athlete or the, you know, the person who just kept to yourself, or the person who got bullied, or whatever the case may be, that is just one segment of your life. I do think it's wise for people just kind of go through life and they don't sit down and think about it. If you can stop in this moment, high school graduate, and think about what has this part of your life been about? This is a milestone you're never going to return to. You know what they say, you just basically keep getting older. You're never going to have these moments again. Right now, you're the youngest you'll ever be. And so if you can take some time to reflect on what has this journey been like for me so far, and reflect on it without letting it limit you. Because I think one or two things happen. Either you were the high school star, and then all you do is compare your life to how you were high school star, and what are you now, and that stops you from flourishing. Or you do the opposite. I was nobody in high school, so I'm gonna be nobody now. And the reality is, whatever you're gonna make in the future is going to be a result of what you do in the future. So take some time, recognize your accomplishments, but also recognize the rest of your life is just starting. It's about to be a whole new chapter.
Yeah.
Something that I tell both of my kids every day is, every day you wake up is a moment. Every day you wake up is a day that you are one decision away from changing your life completely. You're one decision away from making and molding your life into whatever you want to be. And my son, my young king, my son is graduating. Shout out, Caleb. And of course, I'm proud. Mm-hmm. And he is so incredibly talented, as his sister is. She's in college, and he is moving forward, and he has decided that he wants to go to college. And I told him that the day you step foot on campus, everybody starts from scratch. And it doesn't matter what you did in high school. It doesn't matter what you high jumped. It doesn't matter what you did in your literature class or in your algebra class, or none of that matters. The playing field starts all over again, and everybody starts from square one. And if you was 26 in your class, 36, 46, or 206, everybody starts from scratch, and you can make a decision to be the very best version of yourself and do better than you did before. And what's interesting is, I don't, you know, people don't understand. It really is, what have you done lately? That for those who decide to move forward and get trades or go to the military or go to college, nobody's going to care that you was a valedictorian. I've seen valedictorians drop out. And I know a guy that graduated almost last in my high school class that's a doctor now. And though seeing those experiences let me know that, again, every day is a day that you can wake up and make a decision to change your life forever, for better or for worse. So I think that that's important for everybody out there. Even if you don't decide to go to college, when you wake up, everybody is on an even playing field. Everybody has to make a decision to try to move their lives forward. It's not about going to college. It's not about going to get a trade. It's not about going to the military. Those are all just, none of those decisions are better or worse than any others. Those are just all just different decisions. And if you don't decide to do any of those things, Nothing changes the fact that when you wake up in the morning, there's breath in your body, and you put your feet on the ground, it is a day that you can make a decision to try to be whatever it is that you want to be. And that is so important. It's not about going to college or going to the army or getting a trade. You know, it's about finding yourself. The other thing I would like to say to not just high school graduates, but to college graduates, you are not who you are going to be. You are in the process of being refined into who you will be. I thought I was grown and I thought I was a man at 19. Then I thought I was grown. I thought I was a man at 25. And I thought I was grown and I thought I was a man. I thought I knew it all at 29. And now that I look back, I wasn't who I was. I was in the process of being refined into the person that I was going to become. So there are a lot of experiences and a lot of lessons that are coming your way that when you're young, you think in the moment. You don't think about how much life you have to live and how much growing you have to do. You don't realize that until after it's over.
Yeah.
So something to think about. What do you think?
Yeah, I guess another thing I would say before I go into the college students thinking that, I mean, it pertains to college students too, but I think you want to embrace this philosophy early. There will be two things, I guess. It was one and then it morphed into two. Hopefully it won't go on to five. Anyways, one thing would be, you know, responsibility. If you think about what makes us different than animals is that we have the ability to respond and not just the ability to react. And when you're growing up and you have your parents, you're in a situation where you might be learning to not be as responsible. I'm not saying that that's always the situation, but you just haven't been in the opportunity where you have to be fully responsible for your life. And even when you go off to college, the way that it is with some parents is you might still not have that experience because you're doing the career path that's been molded and shaped by your parents. Your parents really wanted to do this. They wanted to go to college. They didn't go to college. They sent you to college. They wanted to be an engineer. They got you being an engineer. At the end of the day, at some point, you're going to have to start being responsible for your own life. And I know there's lots of things like cultural considerations and what's good for the family, and that might be different based on people's cultures. But even within that, asking yourself, who am I? What part of my life am I responsible for? And having the willingness to take that responsibility, because that's one of the things that makes us unique. If you're just going to spend your life reacting to everything, you're going to have a stressful life. And even though, you know, lots of people, when it comes to the old world of adulting, which is the whole idea of being responsible, it's scary. Actually, I believe, and it's not just because I guess in some areas I can be uber responsible, but I believe responsibility is freedom. Like if you put the effort into being self-disciplined, I'm not saying rigid on other people and inflexible about a lot of things in life, but the disciplined man is the free man. And if you can really learn that and embrace that early, the earlier, the better it's going to be for you in life. I had an older man he probably wasn't that old, but you know, when you're young, you think everybody old. He told me, he's talking to me about something. I don't know where this came up. And we were having a conversation. It led to this line, this statement by him. I don't even know how we got there. He said, "Hey, youngster, there's no summers in life." And I don't know what we were talking about that came up to that, but in my mind, I'm like, yeah, there's definitely four seasons and there's summers in life. What are you talking about? Of course there's summers. And now that I'm older, I think what he was saying is that there's always something you need to be doing even within the season. You know, people have lots of debates about whether they should go see the world, do other things, and these things might be enhanced by the amount of privilege that someone has. No one's saying you can't enjoy life, but life doesn't stop. And your preparation for things should be constant.
Ain't no breaks. So,
yeah, the easier you get, the sooner you get to know that, the better off you're going to be. The other thing is that you are not your parents. Now, I will admit, like, if I become a parent, I think I'd be guilty of this, right? You know, I love basketball. Probably going to be shaping this little dude to be a basketball star. I have to work hard to make sure that I don't do that. Parents might unconsciously do that, man. They want to live vicariously through you, or the opposite. You see something about your parents you don't like, and you got this fear that that's the way you're going to be, or that you're trying to avoid it. You're trying to not be like those, you know, insurance commercials where they have you being like your parent. But the reality is you are your own. And the sooner you can embrace that, that doesn't mean you can't have things that you do that are like your parents that you like. But you're not your parents. You're your own person. And taking responsibility for that earlier on is going to be helpful also.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, questioning, well, first, station identification. Again, this is WMUL 88.1 FM on your dial. This is Dr. Nate Chapman and Dr. Keelan Hinton with Brother to Brother, here for all of your mental health, community, attachment, and relationship needs. And today this is the grad edition, and we're giving advice to recent graduates who are out there, what to expect. And I tell people all the time, though, you know, the most important journey you can take is that journey of identity. That who am I? And it's hard to question who you are, because nothing, I mean, the notion of idea you're talking about, that I believe when you look in the mirror, you want to know you are who you are because you chose to be that way. That you aren't just some carbon copy of those that came before you. And I think that those who've never asked that question and have taken that journey don't see the value in it, because you haven't taken that journey. It doesn't matter, even if you end up in the same spot that you left. It doesn't matter. And I think that people, you know, as an example, religion. If your entire family are Christians or Muslims or whatever, even if you go out and search these different things and you end up in the same spot, some people feel like that was a waste. But you don't realize that there is something beautiful in taking that journey and finding it for yourself, that when you end back up in the same spot that you left, it's qualitatively different. It's not the same. But you only understand that once you take those steps and take the journey. So it's not about where you end up. It's about whoever you are, whoever you become, taking the steps and journey and learning to define yourself. But I think the issue is it's a scary thing to question who we are. Because if I go on this journey and I question who I am, and I find out that some of the things that I've believed are not true, some of the ways of loving, some of the ways of raising and rearing kids maybe aren't as healthy. What leg do I have to stand on? Am I a fool for having believed this all this time? What does this say about my culture and my family, my mother, my father? So the journey, you know, for the self is complicated, and it's scary, and I understand why it's so very scary. But it really is a leap of faith. Even if you end up where you left off, I think that it is a journey that is worth taking. But yeah. It's important that, I'm sorry, because I just want to say that, again, as I said before, you won't understand this until you get older. You are not who you are going to be. You are in the process of being refined into who you will be.
Yeah, and that's interesting. I'm going to come back to that statement. I think that this process of figuring out who you are is important, even when you go back to that example of religion. When I have conversations with people about religion, primarily when I have conversations about Christianity, I may say something like, well, tell me your testimony, or, you know, tell me about your story of religion. And when I'm listening, I'm curious to know, is this a personalized story or is this a family story? Do you have your own relationship, or is this a relationship that's coming from somewhere else? And it's not even for a place of judgment, but I want to know is this a fundamental thing with you, or is this a traditional thing with you? Like just something that's a part of your family. And I think when people don't really ask those questions or take the time to have that journey, then they're like a straw man. They ain't really standing on anything. And if you're not standing on anything, that means you're gonna be subject to everything.
Yeah.
And that's just like important for you to do, particularly when you're, if you do decide to go to college, because then you're in the marketplace of ideas. I think this is very scary for parents to think about. Like you're gonna send your child, they're gonna be in a marketplace of ideas, they're gonna be susceptible to different things without a confidence or reality that there's probably a core. So I think going back to this idea of you're being shaped and molded, I think I agree with that, and also think that it's it also looks a little bit like you come into this world equipped with all the tools that make you who you are. It's kind of like if we use a superhero kind of analogy, you're Superman. But the world tells you like, well, we don't want you to look exactly like that. So you learn how to be Clark Kent. You learn how to mold and shape and look like these other things. And then as you, because when you're a kid, you kind of just say whatever comes to your mind, you feel more open, you're kind of free in that way. And then someone tells you, no, that's not okay. You're not allowed to do that. You can't think that, you can't say that. And then you learn how to stifle those things, and eventually you forget they even exist. But I think what happens later on in life is that, you know, I say when people are old, they don't care no more. Like, they don't care, they say whatever they want. But what's probably happened is just a rediscovery of what was already there. There is obviously space and time and opportunity for you to be adding things on, but I also think there's a core of who you are. In some sense, we just forget or mute that or don't have the opportunity to let it be free, and then we have to be in the right environments where we feel comfortable enough to do it. College sometimes can provide that opportunity. Sometimes that opportunity doesn't get created until things that we perceive as really being important or stifling it cease to exist. You know, sometimes it doesn't happen until parents die for some people, unfortunately. But there's a core that's there with you, I think, you and I, and it exists, and it just needs the right environment to come out. And the reason that we don't see ourselves in true form is because we've learned how to be Clark Kent instead of being Superman and Superwoman.
I agree. Oh, coming up on time. What else do we have for them? What else would we like? What else do we? What else can we give them before we get out of here?
All right, we only got a few minutes left. I was shortening it a bit. I would say, so we have the high school. We got the college, but also I think it might be, maybe we give one thing for the master's slash doctorate, because that's different than just an undergraduate.
Oh, wait, real quick. Before I just, hold on, I just thought of something real quick. For you younger folks out there, and this is just a derivation or variation of what we said before, but you don't have to, my thing is, you're changing, you're growing, you're evolving. If you don't know, it's okay. If you don't know who you are, if you don't know what you want to be exactly right now, it is okay. That may change 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times within the next 10 years. If you don't know, it is okay, because you're evolving as you have more experiences with other people, and if you have, as you grow and evolve and have more experiences in the world, that will slowly develop. Most people don't find who they are or find some sense of direction until they hit their 30s, late 20s and 30s. So just, it's important, if you don't know who you are, who you want to be, and what you want to do, that is okay. Most of us didn't figure that out until we hit our 30s. I'm sorry, go ahead. Advice for the later guys.
What I would say is this advice would be for the masters, the one have the master's degrees, you know, you're a master now, or the doctorate degrees, or the JDs, or the professional degrees, you are elevated yourself to another echelon. You know, if you have that master's degree, last time I checked, that stat is like, I don't know, 8 to 9% of Americans over the age of 25, and if you have one of those, a doctorate degree or a professional degree at a doctorate level, that's like 3 to 1%. And I think what sometimes comes, you might get caught up in the glim and glamour of saying that you're a doctor or you have this particular title, which is understandable. You might have come from a place where that's valuable. But I think I had one person tell me at one point that getting a doctorate degree, just getting it themselves, they thought because they got a doctorate degree, that was going to make the world a better place. And to say that was the most egotistical thing I heard would not be an understatement. You can help the world with what you know, but it can't be about just your titles. You know, at the end of the day, when you go through this process, you go through the process or rigor of a doctorate degree, the thought, I think, behind it, besides status and stature, is that you have dedicated time to a craft. You have produced an original body of something that contributes to scholarly work. Yeah. You are, in that way, contributing to society overall. And recognizing, I don't want to make it a mandate or something you have to do, that doesn't even apply, because you could be making these contributions to your smaller circle. But recognizing that this knowledge is now comes with some form of responsibility. You know, how that looks for you might be different, but recognizing how you can contribute as you go on and go on stature. Because you could think about it as a mentee moving to the stage of mentor. The power in a mentor is what they give, how they water the seeds that come behind them. Not that they say, oh, I water seeds. That does nothing. It's the act of using the knowledge that you have to evoke and spark knowledge in other people.
Yeah. What I will say to those of you who have earned and who have taken, and I say taken, I don't say received. If you have a graduate degree, the graduate degrees are degrees that you take. I will say this: no one will care. At the end of the day, as I've said before, I will say it again. At the end of the day, when you die, no one will care. All they will talk about is, did you help somebody? Were you nice? And did you make the room a better room? So do not get a big head because you're a doctor here, Dr. So-and-so, so-and-so with a master's. Because at the end of the day, and this is just my opinion, if you're not kind, if you're not using what you've acquired to make the world a better place, to be selfless, no one will care. And while I understand it, these are all tools that we get, and there's nothing wrong with it. I have a doctor. Like, there's nothing wrong. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but I'm saying in the grand scheme of things, my favorite quote that I heard at Howard that we talked about, and it was one of the first things that was presented to me and one of my first developmental seminars with Dr. Wade Boykin. And it was on identity development. And we talked about, he said that everybody will have to make a decision on whether you will be a black psychologist or a black person who just so happens to be a psychologist. And what I gathered from that is, how do you define yourself? Will you define yourself through your job, or will you define yourself through your identity, through your culture, through your values, through who you are as a person? What comes first? How do you define yourself? And I think that is a decision that we all have to make, particularly those that just we all have to make that decision.
Yeah, I guess one other thing I would say along the lines of that is, I don't want it to be misconstrued that the person that has reached this high accomplishment feels as if I think they should belittle it in themselves. I don't. And certainly I have my own moments when I'm at like Firestone and someone's like, how you doing, Mr. Chapman? And in my mind, I'm like, stop. But I don't correct them. I'm not ruthless like that. But I think the other side of that coin is some people either do one of the following things. They think because they have a doctorate degree, that means they should make big money. There's a problem with that logic, because just because you have knowledge, it doesn't mean that you are bringing any value to a company. It's not about the paper or even all the things you went to get through. It's what you produce. But the opposite side of that is there's some people who have been in a defeated mindset so long that the reason they got the doctorate degree in the first place is so that they could feel like they're about something. They got the doctorate degree, now they feel nothing. Now they're in a position when they need to advocate for themselves and they don't know how to do it. So I think for those people, advocating for yourself is not about the credential. It's about what you know you can do in practical skills and thinking about the things that you've learned in the course of whatever your degree is, your doctorate degree, your master's degree, even if you decide to roam outside of your particular area, if you happen to get a JD, so you know about getting knowledge and making arguments, all those things can be useful depending on how clever you are and the organization you're trying to work with. And I think that you should have no problem being able to explain to a company why you bring that value. It's just that the value shouldn't be on your degree. It should be on what you bring, what you know you can bring, and you should be ready to bring that.
Good deal, good deal. We're up on time, but as we always say, and as I always say, leading out, again, we thank those who continue to support the show, who continue to listen, who continue to send us correspondence. Again, b2bpsych@gmail.com. If you have any questions, concerns, ideas, if you have any advice for grads that you would like for us to pass on, send it to us at b2bpsych@gmail.com. B, the number 2, B, psych, P-S-Y-C-H, b2bpsych@gmail.com. And maybe next week we'll come on and we'll read some of those ideas. And we'll read some of those bits and pieces of advice. If you have a story you want to share, send it to us and we'll share it, okay?
Yeah, you could also, if you're friends with one of us or Dr. Hinton, just post it. Send it to him on Facebook or post it on his Facebook, if that's all right.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Send it to us, post it, message it, whatever, and we'll read those messages. Again, to those out there who have graduated and have achieved this milestone, whether it's high school, undergrad, advanced degrees, professional school, we appreciate you. You are a big deal. Enjoy the moment, enjoy this day, and understand how much you mean to so many other people in your life, that you may be a bigger deal than you could have ever imagined to someone else. That maybe you just may look at yourself as you, but you are somebody's LeBron James. So enjoy this moment. Enjoy it with your family. Understand why all of those pictures, one more picture, why those things mean so much. And understand that you don't have to know who or what you want to be exactly right now. And also understand the control that you have in your life, that every day is a day that you can wake up and make a decision that could change your life forever. So as we always say, life is full of, graveyards are full of death and potential. Make sure you're doing something that sets your soul on fire, and make sure that the people in your life that you love, that they know you love them. And as I always say, peace and blessings to everyone out there. And stay safe and be kind to each other. Dr. Chapman will take us out.
Yeah, so in this moment of graduation, graduations in general, it's always my favorite time of the year. Most of the times that I've worked at a university, I have went to graduation, minus COVID stuff. And I know a lot of people are not really fond of going to graduations, but I love it. Every time I get to see students, I get to see the excited look on their face. I get to see when the families give them the high five. I get to hear the awkward, loud screeches and all of the fun times of graduation. And it reminds us of potential. A reminder that we can do things and we can accomplish things. And when I see it myself, I think about what it was like for me going on that first college graduation, the one that was an associate's degree, but standing in for a bachelor's degree, and how I felt like no one thought I could do it, and I did do it. And what I would say to those that are progressing in life, you're always going through graduations, whether there's a formal ceremony or not, or whether it's between four walls and some type of ivory tower at an education's institution. But for those of you that choose to do the institutional route, try not to tarry and worry in your struggles, because sometimes you don't know what doors are going to open for you until you get into the new house. And sometimes that's how degrees and opportunities will be. They put you in a new house. And then when you get in that house, you'll see doors to another house. So I was just a kid who was interested in this idea of getting an associate's degree and didn't know that one day that would lead to, you know, me eventually being a clinical psychologist or a professor or any of those things. At that time, my aspirations were like, oh, let me just sell real estate. Let me do something where I can be successful. Nothing wrong with real estate, but you never know what doors are going to open. As long as you're open to opportunities, you might end up in the right room, in the right house that has extra rooms that you can't see right now. So be encouraged. Congratulations, class of 2021.
You can tell everybody, yeah, you can tell everybody, go ahead and tell everybody, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, yes I am, yes I am, yes I am, I'm the man.